everyone. This is David John Oates, and we are at another Reverse Speech Show. Welcome. Today, you've got me for the first hour. I'm going to be playing reverses, continuing reversals on successful people that I started to look at in the show last week. And in the second hour, I have a guest, a reverse speech analyst, Carlos Cotto from El Salvador, who has produced a reverse speech metaphor dictionary in the Spanish language. So we'll look forward to talking to him and seeing what he's got to say to us. So, last week we looked at Warren Buffett, Oprah Winfrey, and Richard Branson, I think they're the ones we looked at. And this week we're going to start off by looking at some reversals on Bill Gates. And let's see if we can probe into the secrets of his success. So here we go. Let's start. This is Bill Gates. This is taken from various interviews that he's done that are posted on YouTube. So here's the first reversal, and I think he's talking about the start of the business. So here we go.
And we really thought writing software was a neat thing. We hired our friends who wrote software. We thought about what the potentials were and really didn't see any limit.
And here he says, a million ace.
A million aces.
A million aces. A million aces.
Yeah, he had $1 million ace in his hands, and he recognized it. He recognized the potential of that $1 million ace that he had in his hands. Okay, so let's have a look at the next one on Bill Gates.
Well, the technology business has a lot of twists and turns, and that's partly why it's such a fun business.
And here he says, but all was nice in city.
But all was nice in city.
But all was nice in city. But all was nice in city.
So he had a welcome reception when he released his software onto the market. Things went well and smoothly for him. So he saw that he had $1 million, and when he released it onto the public, things went well. Okay, so next reversal, here we go.
Most of our growth will come from outside the United States. The United States will get to the point where it's largely a replacement market. Most homes and business desktops will have PCs.
And this reversal says, United States, did I need your fun? And of course, this is when he started to branch out into other areas of the world. He didn't totally need the United States, did he? So, there we go. Here we have the next one.
77 was the first time it appears in print, where we say a computer on every desk and in every home, and actually we said running Microsoft software. If we were just talking about the vision, we'd leave those last three words out. If we were talking in an internal company discussion, we'd put those words in.
And we have an interesting reverse. He says, there's no thought of you.
There's no thought of you.
There's no thought of you.
A little bit robotic.
There's no thought of you.
Did he not have thought for the consumers? One would have thought he would have, because that is what would make him a success. And here we have another reversal that's a little bit similar.
You know, at the time, you have people who are very smart saying, you know, why would somebody need a computer?
And here he says, you must do our way.
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 So he's imposing his will. Or maybe opposing his will is too strong. He's very determined in his direction. Okay, and here we have another one.
When IBM saw that we had written the software for all the personal computers, they came to us, sought our advice on the design.
This reversal says, "I will make it."
I will make it.
I will make it. I will make it.
Yes, he did indeed make it. So there's that confidence. Okay, next one along. Here we go.
We really were very practical about that next thing and so involved in the deep engineering that we didn't get ahead of ourselves. We never thought, you know, how big we'd be.
And this one says, what a headache, you do it.
What a headache, you do it.
What a headache, you do it. What a headache, you do it.
So he had headaches and problems, but he still did it anyway, so that's part of his success. All right, next one along. Also, still on Bill Gates here.
With Percheck, you know, my dad gave me good advice. He was very supportive on that.
This one says they're looking big.
They're looking big.
They're looking big. They're looking big.
Yeah, nice clear reversal, nice and congruent too. They're looking big. Okay, next one along.
Microsoft was at the center of the personal computer revolution, in particular the creation of a software market where you went out to lots of companies and encouraged them to write software.
And this one says, gonna see it muck the soul.
Gonna see it muck the soul.
Gonna see it muck the soul. Gonna see it muck the soul.
Certainly, muck the soul is clear, and we'll do it again.
Gonna see it muck the soul.
Gonna see it muck the soul. Gonna see it muck the soul.
So, interesting. Has his success damaged his spirituality? I'm not too sure. Here's the next one along.
When I was a student, I was known for being very good at math and reading a lot of books.
And this verse says, but I'll lead him to fame.
But I'll lead him to fame.
But I'll lead him to fame. But I'll lead him to fame.
This is back when he was a teenager. So even back when he was a teenager at school, there was part of him that was going to lead him to fame. Okay, here's the next one.
Well, for a year we kept finding bugs, and until finally the company said, no, 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 you have to pay for this.
And this verse says, we now blank you.
Me now flesh you.
Me now flesh you. Me now flesh you.
Of course, this could be a rather aggressive business attitude, which many people said that he has. And here we have another negative reversal on Bill Gates.
And it's no coincidence that the U.S. economy has benefited from that and created more jobs than any other economy.
This reversal says, I'm a fart.
I am a fart.
I am a fart. I am a fart.
Make of that what you will. Remember, we saw some negative reversals on Tony Robbins last week. It can be elsewhere, too. Okay. All right. Next one along.
I think if people could all visit, it would make a difference. And that's why those who do get a chance need to come back and witness it and make people feel good about what's being done.
Russell says, you're famous, afraid we can do it.
You're famous, afraid we can do it.
You're famous, afraid we can do it. You're famous, afraid we can do it.
Afraid we can do it? Afraid we can do what? That's a bit of a strange statement. And he is indeed famous. Here we have the next one.
Whenever you have a management mentality, hearing from a business-type person why they think this is the very best way to spend money, I think, you know, a little bit you realize, hey, it's not soft thinking. It's not just that these are sad causes. It's because of the real change.
And was he receptive to your arguments?
He couldn't have been nicer.
Yes, okay. He's a politician. The next question.
Well, I didn't ask him to write a check or anything.
Versal says, cash the deal when we sign.
Cash the deal when we sign.
Cash the deal when we sign. Cash the deal when we sign.
I don't know. He's talking about a conversation he had with an Australian politician. Did they make some deal? I don't know. All right. Here we have the next one.
They're willing to offer for these countries absolutely break-even type pricing. So whether it's drugs or vaccines, the poorest of the world, we are getting out.
Okay, so now he's talking about his charity work, his philanthropy, and he says backwards, have results.
Have results.
Have results.
Okay, here we have another one.
We simply buy investments that are you know, properly and policed by governments, and then we do our good work through our donations.
This one says, grow the gold you menace now.
Grow the gold you menace now.
Grow the gold you menace now.
Wow.
Grow the gold you menace now.
That one's pretty clear, that one. Let's listen to the thoughts again on that one.
We simply buy investments that are you know, properly and policed by governments, and then we do our good work through our donations.
And grow the gold you menace now. Gee, that sounds a little bit contradictory to what he's saying forwards.
Grow the gold you menace now.
Grow the gold you menace now. Grow the gold you menace now.
You know, despite Bill Gates giving away almost $30 billion in his foundation, he's still personally worth $76 billion. he makes the money faster than he can give it away, someone said about him recently. Maybe that's what grow the gold is. I don't know what you menace now is. Even an interesting reverse when he talks about vaccines.
It's very tragic that even in the case of polio, in the last 6 months, the workers have been targeted, both in Pakistan and in Nigeria, and killed.
And here he says, I lock the sick.
Why you lock the sick?
Why you lock the sick? Why you lock the sick?
So why would he be locking the sick? Well, he's helping the sick, you would think. Anyway, here we go. Next one along.
You know, in certain respects, computers are far faster than we are today. Multiplying, perfect memory, and it's this wonderful auxiliary tool that lets us communicate and create the ability to simulate things.
Okay, very positive force, but backwards he says, killing the city.
Killing the city.
Killing the city. Killing the city.
So, I don't know, make of that what you will. And here we have one more on Bill Gates.
Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Okay, the reversal says we're useless in this life ahead of you.
We're useless in this life ahead of you.
We're useless in this life ahead of you.
Huh.
We're useless in this life ahead of you.
All right, well, it's very interesting. He's got concurrent reversals around the building of his business, and certainly recognized it as being a money-making venture, and he capitalized on that, and maybe had a bit of an aggressive attitude, but incongruent around his philanthropy work, which is surprising to me. And that would think that would be his crown and glory. But anyway, there you go. There's some verses on Bill Gates. Make of them what you will. All right, let's move on to Steve Jobs. Bill Gates, I was going to say nemesis, probably not his nemesis. Certainly his competition, okay? So let's see what we can learn about the late Steve Jobs. He was worth approximately $10 billion when he died in 2011 of pancreatic cancer. So, let's have a look. Okay, so here we have the first one. We run it forwards.
And so, what I do all day is meet with teams of people and work on ideas and solve problems to make new products, to make new marketing programs, whatever it is.
And here he says, the love force.
The love force.
The love force. The love force.
Yeah, there we go. That would make sense, wouldn't it? The love force, a good positive reversal around what he does. He obviously enjoys, well, obviously, past tense, enjoyed what he did. Okay, next reversal on.
Well, you know, the way that you make animated movies is really different than live-action movies, as you may know. In a live-action movie, the director goes out and shoots lots of film.
And here he says, evil shadow want it.
Evil shadow want it.
He will shave out, won't he? He will shave out,
won't he? Not very clear, that reversal. Probably not the best one in the world. Let's have a look at the next one.
Well, Walt Disney himself solved this problem decades ago. And the way he solved it was he said, we have to edit our film before we make it, not after. Well, how do you edit a film before you make it?
Okay, this person says, want to throw that by you, the sizzle.
Want to throw that by you, the sizzle.
Want to throw that by you, the sizzle. Want to throw that by you, the sizzle.
Yeah, you want to throw that by you, the sizzle. It's a nice, good idea. And you sizzle, the term they use in sales, isn't it? You've got to sell the sizzle. Okay, so anyway, here's the next one on Steve Jobs.
And one of the things that I'm proudest of Pixar of is we have a story crisis on every movie, and production's rolling, and there's mouths to feed, and something's just not working, and we stop. We stop, and we fix the story.
And Reversal says, you go on.
You go on.
Yeah, that's a nicer... Possible reversal, he goes on, he continues moving forwards. All right, next one along.
And even though Pixar is the most technologically advanced studio in the world, John has a saying that's really stuck, which is no amount of technology will turn a bad story into a good story.
And this reversal says, whirlwind, I loot.
Whirlwind, I loot.
And, yeah, there's that word, whirlwind. That we found on what was Oprah Winfrey and Richard Branson and I think Warren Buffett, if I remember correctly. Certainly it's a metaphor that we found on other successful people. So it's a common theme that is certainly coming up. All right, next one on Steve Jobs.
That's, I think, one of the reasons why we've been so fortunate is that we get to look at our movies before we really make them.
Mr. Versal says, and they show force.
They show force.
Yeah, so his movies show force. So this is all pretty congruent so far. All right, next one along.
Everything around you that you call life was made up by people that were no smarter than you. And you can change it.
This reversal says, I knew it.
I knew it.
That's obviously a advertising promotional piece. You can change it, he says, and I knew it. And he does know it, because he did change the world. Just very, very substantially with Apple computers. All right, next one along.
I dropped out of Reed College after the first 6 months, but then stayed around as a drop-in for another 18 months or so before I really quit.
And this reversal says, just surf with the fact.
Just surf for the fact.
Surf is a common metaphor to flow, to move through life. He was very practical and pragmatic in his approach. He surfed with the fact of his life, the way he understood it to be. So there we go. Nice, nice, good reversal. All right, here we have another one.
And here I was, spending all the money my parents had saved their entire life. So I decided to drop out and trust that it would all work out okay.
This reversal says, soul worry.
Soul worry.
There we go. We got a bit of a worry there, don't we? Soul worry. All right. Okay. That's another one. Here we go.
So you have to trust that the dots will somehow connect in your future. You have to trust in something. Your gut, destiny, life, karma, whatever. Because believing that the dots will connect down the road will give you the confidence to follow your heart.
Mr. Versal says there's grief when you panic. Yeah, he's giving a sound life lesson in reverse. There's grief when you panic. There is too. If you panic in situations, there is much grief. I've learned that myself in building businesses and growing reverse speech. Sometimes you just panic and things get a little bit squirrely. All right, if you want to talk to me during the show, we have a toll-free number. You can call me, and the number is, get your pens out, 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. If you've got any questions, give us a call. I'd love to hear from you. Okay, so we're looking at reversals on Steve Jobs. We just looked at there's grief when you panic. And we have another couple of metaphors that Steve Jobs uses.
If I had never dropped out, I would have never dropped in on that calligraphy class, and personal computers might not have the wonderful typography that they do. Of course, it was impossible to connect the dots looking forward when I was in college, but it was very, very clear looking backwards 10 years later.
Mr. Versal says, you surrounded the wolf eagle.
He's around a wolf eagle.
He's around a wolf eagle. He's around a wolf eagle.
Could be you surround with the wolf eagle. Let's do it again.
He's around a wolf eagle.
He's around a wolf eagle. He's around a wolf eagle.
Yeah, anyway, wolf eagle is certainly very predominant metaphors. Wolf, our drive, our motivation, our inner strength. Eagle is intuition, insight. So a very key metaphor for any successful businessman to have. Okay, another one on Steve Jobs. Here we go.
Will give you the confidence to follow your heart, even when it leads you off the well-worn path, and that will make all the difference.
This versal says, gamble on it.
Gamble on it.
Gamble on it. Gamble on it.
And yeah, I guess you do have to take a gamble. That's part of being a success. You've got to take that risk. Step out. Step of faith. Believe in what you're doing. Don't panic. Access your motivation, your drive, your intuition, your insight. Flow with the wind of the universe. That's what the secret is. All right, folks, we have to go to our top of our break. We'll be back right after this.
Do you struggle with your weight? Are you frustrated or discouraged? Think you've tried everything to lose weight? Tired of weight loss products that promise results and don't deliver? There are 12 main reasons why you struggle with excess weight and have a difficult time losing it. From overeating to hormonal imbalances, an underactive thyroid, even sleep problems, and even dieting itself. The truth is, the 12 causes of weight loss problems are all addressed by one product, Royal Velvet. You, yes you, can join the scores of Rinse listeners who have stopped the madness and no longer struggle with weight issues. Maybe you've heard them talk with Jeff about their amazing transformations on his show. Simply go to RoyalVelvetNow.com, click on the weight loss section, and learn the truth about the real reason obesity is a deadly epidemic that you can avoid. Then click on the Rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner and you will be on your way to a healthier, slimmer, more youthful you. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life. Many of you know that David John Oates' reverse speech has been scoring some huge breakthrough successes lately. The JFK assassination program with Jim Mars and yours truly is being heralded as the best in David's remarkable 33-year career. His recent outing of RNC Chairman Reince Priebus as a political conspirator was confirmed in the mainstream news only a week after his reversals were released. Of course, the amazing successes of David's one-on-one therapeutic practice go virtually unnoticed, and those are often the greatest successes of all. Despite these stunning achievements, reverse speech needs many more analyst practitioners. If you are a psychologist or a therapist, for example, there is no more powerful tool than using reverse speech in your practice. There's a rare opportunity coming up for you, as David has scheduled a new reverse speech training course beginning Sunday, June the 19th, 2016. There will be 12 classes altogether, all held online for 3 hours each, every 2 weeks. If you've been fascinated by reverse speech and would like to become an analyst practitioner for any reason, now is your chance to enroll and prepare to enter the world of the subconscious truth of all those around you. Call 503-568-7077. That's 503-568-7077. Or email backwards@reversespeech.com.
Hey, we're back. You are listening to David John Oates on the Weekly Reverse Speech Show. We are looking at some general reversals now, and we're looking at Steve Jobs. So let's look at the next reversal on him. Here we go.
Pixar went on to create the world's first computer animated feature film, Toy Story, and is now the most successful animation studio in the world.
And a whirlwind, it cry loose.
Or when they cry loose.
Or when they cry loose.
Yeah, there we go. So there's the whirlwind once again. Interesting how that continues to come up, doesn't it? And then the last reversal is this one.
Remembering that you are going to die is the best way I know to avoid the trap of thinking you have something to lose. You are already naked. There is no reason not to follow your heart.
This reversal says, will you love the fun?
Or you'll love the fun?
Are you all for fun? Are you all for fun?
Yeah, and a good reversal. Where you love the fun would seem to be an integral to success, wouldn't it? Fun, enjoy what you're doing. We heard that Steve Jobs loves the Force. He connects to the whirlwind. He's a driven, motivated, very, very congruent man. Shame he's not with us. He, along with Richard Branson, probably the two most congruent people that I've looked at. Although, we've got a couple others congruent reversals too. So, let's have a look at them. And this is on a British businessman named Alan Sugar. Listen to this one.
I didn't just get a pin and stick it in the FT and say, I'm going to go into that sector. And this is the biggest problem that I come up against with young people. The biggest problem is getting them to understand that you don't just fancy being in business.
This one says, I'm a god.
I'm a god.
It's pretty powerful, isn't it? And here we have another one.
And you know, I'm not the greatest businessman in the world. I've got my way. Other people have got their ways. It's as simple as that.
This one says, whirlwind announces it.
Whirlwind announces it. Whirlwind announces it.
And there's the whirlwind once again. It's a common metaphor that we're finding across the board on successful, wealthy people. Very, very interesting. Okay, and here we have one last one on Mark Zuckerberg. Let's run this one.
We took a step back and we're like, all right, well, our mission isn't actually to get 1 in 7 people in the world to be connected. It's we want to connect everyone. So it's a big issue that only around a third of the people in the world have access to the Internet.
And this one says, whirlwind, I'll beat with that Earth.
Whirlwind, I'll beat with the Earth.
Whirlwind, I'll beat with the Earth. Whirlwind, I'll beat with the Earth.
And then you have the whirlwind once again. So if you're looking for a common metaphor of success among wealthy people, as we looked at in last week's show, this week's show, the whirlwind. There we go. So maybe next show or the show after, I'll do a trance and take you to the whirlwind. I think we did. We do that? No, first trance I did on the show. No, I don't think we did. Anyway, it doesn't matter. There's an idea for future shows. Okay, I have just finished writing a book, as I told you all about. It's called Unveiling the Truth: The Secrets of Reverse Speech. It's in the editors now. I'm hoping to have it out within a few weeks. And it's the latest book on reverse speech. And I am writing another book now as well, which I just started this week. It's a book I wrote many, many years ago called It's Only a Metaphor, which is an autobiographical account of my discovery of reverse speech and how I develop it and the adventures I've experienced along the road. And of course, the book finishes in 1996. That's when I wrote the book. And so now it's 2016, 20 years later, I'm updating it now and writing part two of the book. I've just written from 96 through to 99 when I moved back to Australia to live, and we've just started looking at my adventures in Australia. So that book will also be out this year, although it's a fairly big book, 120,000 words so far, so it's going to take us a fair while to edit it. Watch for that book. I'll keep you posted on my radio shows, as always, with all the latest news. For those of you wanting news on the documentary, I've been told we'll have a trailer out by the end of this month. Fairly long, involved job making a trailer and getting everything all ready to be released, but that's still in the works things are progressing along very nicely in that front. So once again, stand by for the show and I will keep you posted. All right, so I've started a new research project. Those of you who've been following my career for a while will know that I did a big research project on JFK. And then I looked at successful people. So, and now I'm having a look at 911. So, okay. So let's have a look at some of the reversals I have found on 911. And we're going to look at someone, George Bush Senior, to start off with. This is George Bush talking about 911 just after the attacks occurred, a few days after.
We made some good recommendations, but clearly those recommendations couldn't solve the problems that our president and our country face today.
And this one says, so love the boss.
Smolarkwood loss.
So who's love the boss? Who's the boss? I don't know. Next one along.
I know that in reaching out to the Congress, as we're seeing now, and in reaching out to our friends and allies and others around the world, he is doing the right thing.
And here he says, just a rock with it. Not too sure what he means by that. Let's move on to the next one.
You're hearing the president has heard from Xi Jinping in China and from Putin in Russia. And I think this is very important, all denouncing the international terror.
And this reversal says, you signed the law.
You signed the law.
I don't know what law he's talking about. And the next reversal along of the speech also references the law.
I'd been a consumer of intelligence at the United Nations. I'd known something about it as a congressman. But I had not, I didn't know all the technicalities of intelligence.
This reversal says, you see the lack and get the law.
You see the lack and get the law.
Nice and clear. I'm sure you would agree. Next one along.
But I think they ought to take a hard look now at whether we've gone too far in denying the people that run the intelligence community access to human intelligence.
Not too sure what this reversal means. It says, hear the name Nixon.
Hear the name Nixon.
Hear the name Nixon.
So whatever that means, I'm not too sure. Okay, so there we go. So there's some reversals on George H.W. Bush and 911. And let's look at some reversals on Dick Cheney. First of all, a reversal he had just this year when he was commenting on Donald Trump's truther claims about 911.
He sounds like a liberal Democrat to me, Brett. He's wrong, and he's I think, deliberately promoting those views in order to advance his political interest.
This reversal says, heal the villain.
Heal the villain.
Heal the villain. Heal the villain.
So who's the villain? Is that Donald Trump? And here he is talking about Donald Trump again.
I didn't see Donald Trump there. I've never seen him involved in any way that would lead me to believe that he had any first-hand or practical experience about it.
Talking about 911, he said, heard the deal with him.
Heard the deal with him.
Heard the deal with him. Heard the deal with him.
What deal he's talking about, I don't know. And here he is talking on the 16th of September 2001. This is 5 days after 911.
We have made certain requests of the Pakistanis. They have agreed to work with us in this endeavor, and some of that's covered in the statement they've made there.
And this reversal says, and say they'll go with the deal that they had.
And so they'll go with a year ahead.
And so they'll go with a year ahead. And
so
they'll go with a year ahead.
So what deal is he talking about? It doesn't say, does it? All right, next one.
We've been subject to targets of terrorist attacks before, especially overseas with our forces and American personnel overseas.
And this reversal says, certain crime in that.
Certain crime in that. Certain crime in that. Certain crime in that.
Okay. All right, next one along.
I think you have to ask yourself why somebody would do what he does. Why is someone so motivated? Obviously, he's filled with hate for the United States.
And this one says, enormous, now must sell sad.
But almost no must sell sad.
But almost no must sell sad. But almost no must sell sad.
Okay. I guess he's got to sell the sadness of the enormous crime. Why sell the sadness? I don't know. All right. Here we have another one. Run this forwards.
We called up, of course, 35,000 reservists. We felt that was important to do here.
And he says, I love you.
I love you.
I love you. I love you.
Calling up 35,000 of terrorists, and I love you. Okay, fair enough. All right, next one along.
The British, for example, have an estimated 100 dead and 500 to 700 still missing. So it's an attack not just upon the United States, but...
And this one says, none of us laugh in that.
None of us laugh in that.
None of us laugh in that. None of us laugh in that.
Well, I'm pleased to hear that. I would hate to think that they laughed over 911. That would not be very good. All right, next one along.
Others like them around the world have to understand that if you provide sanctuary to terrorists, you face the full wrath of the United States of America.
Here he says, our wolf with selfish terrorists.
Our wolf with selfish terrorists.
Our wolf with selfish terrorists. Our wolf with selfish terrorists.
So there we go. Make of that one what you will. Here we have an interesting reversal.
On the other hand, in terms of the sophistication of it, it's interesting to look at, because clearly what happened is you got some people committed to die in the course of the operation. You got them visas, got them entry to the United States. They came here, some of them enrolled in our commercial aviation schools and learned to fly.
And this one says, the show by the Sultan, guard it.
Show by the Sultan, guard it.
Show by the Sultan, guard it. Show by the Sultan, guard it.
What Sultan is he talking about? What is the show by the Sultan? Why does he need to guard it? I don't know. And here we have another reversal on Cheney. This is also 5 days after 911.
Now, there had been information coming in that a big operation was planned, but that's sort of a trend that you see all the time in these kinds of reports. But we did
no specific threat.
No specific threat.
Sylvester says they deal with stealth.
They deal with stealth. They deal with stealth. They deal with stealth.
Well, I guess they did deal with stealth. Interesting reverse. He's talking about Pakistan.
Let me simply say we have had discussions with the PACs. President Bush called President Musharraf just yesterday afternoon in Camp David. They've had a good conversation.
And this vessel says they have a sexy Russian sub.
My interstation for our sub is there.
My interstation for our sub is there. My interstation for our sub is there.
So there we go. Maybe the PACs have got a nice sexy Russian sub. Alright, next reversal, last reversal on Cheney, then we'll move on to someone else.
It also includes, for example, Islamic Jihad from Egypt. It includes a movement from Uzbekistan. The groups that are terrorist organizations, people that oftentimes move around them, sometimes share common ideologies.
And this reversal says, your terrorist God is spook.
Your terrorist God is spook.
Of course, spooks, spies. You think of the CIA. Your terrorist god is spook. Yeah, is a god of a terrorist, a spook, a spy, CIA? I don't know. They're interesting reversals, aren't they? Making them what you will. Yeah, here we have a couple on the Paul Wolfowitz. We'll start with the doozy first. This is a classic reversal. This is also two or three days after the attacks on the Twin Towers in 9/11.
I know every Indonesian that I know has got to be shocked at people claiming that this is justified by the Muslim religion. Every religion has its extremists, and these are religious extremists that we're dealing with.
And this reversal says, kill the Muslim without doubt.
Kill the Muslim without doubt.
Kill the Muslim without doubt.
Now that's actually contradictory to what he says forwards. He's talking about respecting the Muslims. Listen to this, I'll play the forwards again.
I know every Indonesian that I know has got to be shocked at people claiming that this is justified by the Muslim religion. Every religion has its extremists, and these are religious extremists that we're dealing with.
And to kill the Muslim without doubt.
Kill the Muslim without doubt.
Kill the Muslim without doubt. Kill the Muslim without doubt.
That's pretty clear, isn't it? All right, remember the reversal we had on George H.W. Bush about the boss? We love the boss. Listen to this one.
It's not going to be solved by some limited military action. It's going to take, as the President has said and Secretary Rumsfeld has said, a broad and sustained campaign against the terrorist network.
This reversal says, yeah, our boss hidden.
Yeah, our boss hidden.
Yeah, our boss hidden. Yeah, our boss hidden.
So, whose boss is hidden? Their boss is hidden. Who is their boss? Why is he hidden? What's he talking about? These are just raise more mysteries, which I will spend the next few weeks, as I spent several weeks unraveling JFK, I'll spend several weeks unraveling 911. I've just begun the research project now. All right, here we have another one on Paul Wolfowitz.
We're talking about our intelligence capabilities, which are impressive and can be made more impressive. But we're also talking about our economic strength. We're talking about our diplomatic strength.
And this one says, we caught the sorrow with this.
We caught the sorrow with this.
We caught the sorrow with this. We caught the sorrow with this.
Speaks for itself. It was obviously a time full of sorrow. All right, next one along.
Once again, as has happened before in history, that evil people, because of the way they think, misread our system as one that's weak, that can't take casualties, can't take bloodletting.
This reversal says, Houston knows him.
Houston knows him.
Houston knows him. Houston knows him.
Houston knows him. One thinks NASA when one thinks of Houston, doesn't. One, what is he talking about? Houston knows them. I don't know. Some interesting answers, questions these are raising. All right, let's look at another one.
can't carry out a sustained operation. Hitler made that mistake. The Japanese made that mistake. It looks like the people on Tuesday made that mistake.
Here he says, find answers that I wreck.
Find the answers that I wreck.
Of course, it could be find answers with Iraq.
Find the answers that I wreck.
I don't know. I'll leave that up to you to decide. Is it Iraq or Iraq? Don't know. All right, next one along.
More Americans were killed last Tuesday than in the Gulf War itself. And that's a pale shadow of what happened in New York. We think when the numbers come in, we'll find that more Americans were killed on Tuesday than any single day in American history.
And this one says, grow in battle, I shake the sun.
Growing in battle, what I shall have to stand there.
Growing in battle, what I shall have to stand there. Growing in battle, what I shall have to stand there.
So I'm not too sure, but growing battle, clearly he's gearing up for a fight. And here we have another one on Paul Wolfowitz.
One of our greatest allies in that struggle has got to be the hundreds of millions of Muslims who do not believe that that's the face of Islam.
All right, Mr. Secretary, thanks very much.
And here he says, it's sad to feel a bond with us.
It's sad to feel a bond with us.
So there we go. Make of that what you will. But there we go on the Paul Wolfowitz. Some interesting reversals. I don't know who the boss is. Both Bush and Wolfowitz reference a boss. Cheney references Sultan, guarding. Wolfowitz has a very clear reversal. Kill the Muslim without doubt. Which is a contradictory reversal from what he's saying forward. So it raises some questions, and that's what I first had when I first started doing research into the JFK assassination, was a whole bunch of questions. All right, here's some reversals on Condoleezza Rice. This is also 3 or 4 days after 9/11.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I thank the Commission for arranging this special session.
This is her testimony towards a special hearing on 9/11.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I thank the Commission for arranging this special session. I thank you for helping us to find a way to meet the nation's need to learn all that we can about the September 11th attacks.
This one says, we get down the shuffle.
We get down the shuffle.
Changing stories, changing positions. Okay, next one along.
These and other atrocities were part of a sustained, systematic campaign to spread devastation and chaos and to murder innocent Americans.
This one says, a crime in the Senate.
The crime in the Senate.
So what would that mean? The crime in the Senate? I don't know. Okay. Here we have another interesting reversal that raises questions.
President Bush retained George Tenet as Director of Central Intelligence, and Louis Freeh remained the Director of the FBI.
This reversal says, I pay to cover the men.
Yeah, you pay to cover the men.
Okay, what men is she talking about? Who is she shielding? Who is she protecting? So we've got men being someone paying to have them covered. We have sultans being guarded. We have a hidden boss. We have a threat to kill Muslims. This is really interesting, okay? And then we have another one on the Condoleezza Rice.
The network posed a serious threat to the United States. We wanted to ensure that there was no respite in the fight against Al Qaeda.
And this reversal says the dark force nigger. So there we go. So there's some reversals on Condoleezza Rice. Here's another one.
Do you have other questions that you want me to answer in as part of the sequence?
Well, did you not? You have indicated.
This one says, this is an upset.
This is not.
Okay, folks, we have to go to a break. Don't touch that dial or keyboard, whatever the case might be. I'll be back right after this.
I'd like to invite you to take a look at some of the most important products in the realm of health and hygiene I've ever seen, all from Trioxy. As many of you know, ozone oxygen is highly effective for many different uses in the home or office place, from purifying the air you breathe to the water you drink. In fact, the city of Los Angeles, among others, uses ozone to purify the drinking water for millions. Uses of ozonated water produced by the Trioxy Pure include washing your hands, disinfecting cuts and infections, brushing your teeth, and even washing and sanitizing fruits and vegetables in the kitchen. Meanwhile, the Trioxy Re-Ion ozone negative ion generator will clean your indoor air of pollen, smoke, odors, mold, bacteria, and viruses, and more, and will put extra oxygen into your bloodstream and clean your body just by you being there. I hope you'll drop by and visit GoHealthyNext.com and take a look. The prices are more than affordable and the results are priceless. That's GoHealthyNext.com.